Good morning. So our scripture today has one of my favorite verses in it. So I'm going to read it for you real quick. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that gets in our way and the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with perseverance the race marked for us. So, has anyone seen these before? Does anyone know what this might be?
Yeah.
It's a black belt. That's right. And what do you get a black belt for? Yeah?
Karate.
That's right. Do you get a black belt if you're, like, not so good at karate, or if you're kind of good, or how good? That's right. You have to practice really hard. You have to persevere. You go through all these colors of belts. Take it away. That's awesome. Well, I will admit that this is not my black belt. You see, it says right here a really hard word to pronounce, Dara. And what's this letter in front of it? A, that's right. So this is my husband's black belt. Adam, A for Adam, Dara. And when he was probably 13 or 14, he'd worked so hard and got his black belt. I haven't seen him practice much since then, but I know he worked really hard to get it. And so I've not done karate, but have any of you ever run a race? Maybe at field day or on track, anything like that? Yeah? So I love running races because you get to be wild and crazy. Yeah, we do races at school all the time, maybe at recess. Yeah. That's right. And so if we run a race and we do really, really well, sometimes we might get a prize, kind of like the prize that comes with practicing karate. You get a black belt. Running a race, you might get a medal or a trophy, but to me, the best part is the people on the sidelines who are saying, "Whoa! Keep going." That's right. That's right. Sometimes you travel for tournaments for karate or even for races. And, you know, I never won a normal race, but once I ran a three-legged race. Now, I don't have three legs. But if you put me with someone and you tie one of my legs to theirs, we have three legs. And I once won a three-legged race. That's the best I've ever done. But, you see, when we run a race, we work together. And in a three-legged race. And there's this story of this man. His name was Derek Raymond. And he was an excellent runner. So, he worked so hard. And he was good enough that he got to go to the Olympics. He was from Britain, and so he traveled all the way to the Olympics. And he thought he actually might win the 400-meter race. So he must have practiced so hard. And he was out there in the semifinals. And he was running and running and running. He was almost to the finish line. He must have been so excited. And he heard a pop. And he fell to the ground, and his leg was so hurt. His muscle had torn. And people ran to go help him. And he got up on his own, and he started hopping on one foot towards the finish line because he really wanted to finish, even though he knew he wasn't going to win anymore. And his dad pushed back the security guards and got to his son and said, "You don't have to keep running. You're hurt. It's okay to stop." And he said, "No, I have to finish the race." And so what do you think his dad did? His dad put his arm around him. That's right. And together, they finished the race. They went through the finish line. And see, Derek, he didn't get a gold medal that day. But he did cross the line, and he did it with the help of his dad. And it reminds us that life is a race that's set before us. And sometimes we struggle and sometimes we fall, but that other people have run the race before us and other people come beside us and help us. And so we want to remember that God shows us the way, as there are great people who have gone before us and beside us that help us in the race of faith. So can you put your hands together? And can you repeat after me as we pray? Dear Jesus, sometimes life is difficult. Help us to keep our eyes on you and run the race that is before us. Amen.